Hello everyone, this is Amelia Rose and you're listening to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Bi-weekly, you can hear us on all the major social media platforms, and after each episode, do join other listeners as they share their comments on our Facebook page. Let's get started. The story is told about a young woman who takes a light jog around a park near her home. There's a lake located at one corner of the park, and each time she jogged by the lake, she sees an old woman sitting at the water's edge with a small metal cage sitting beside her. One Sunday morning, her curiosity got the better of her, and she stopped jogging, walked over to the older woman, and as she got closer, she realized that the metal cage was a small trap, and in it were three turtles, unharmed, slowly walking around the base of the trap. The old lady had the fourth turtle in her lap that she was carefully scrubbing with a spongy brush. The young woman told her that she sees her there every Sunday morning and questioned what she was doing with the turtles. The old woman smiled and said, "I'm cleaning off their shells." She continued to tell the young woman, "Anything on the turtle's shell, like algae or scum, reduces the turtle's ability to absorb heat and impedes their ability to swim. It can also corrode and weaken the shells over time." "Wow," the young woman said, "that's really nice of you." The older woman also went on to tell her that she spends a couple of hours every Sunday morning relaxing by the lake and helping these little guys out. She further explains that it's her own strange way of making a difference. But don't most freshwater turtles live their whole lives with algae and scum hanging from their shells? The young woman asked. "Yep, sadly," the old woman said, "they do." The young woman scratched her head and said, "Well, don't you think your time could be better spent? I mean, I think your efforts are kind and all, but there are freshwater turtles living in lakes all around the world, and 99% of these turtles don't have, you know, kind of people like you to help them clean off their shells. No offense, really, but how exactly are your local efforts here truly making a difference?" The old woman giggled aloud, then looked down at the turtle in her lap, scrubbed off the last piece of algae from its shell, and said to the young woman, "Sweetie, if this little guy could talk, he'd tell you I just made all the difference in the world to him." Now, as you considered the story today, I wondered if when you wake up in the morning, do you ask yourself what difference you can make in your corner of the world today? You may not live near a park with a pond, but what word of comfort or encouragement could you speak to a troubled soul? Can you give a smile to a sad face? Can you calm someone's fear in this troubled time? Can you help someone clarify a point of error who is caught in a web of lies? Just in case you don't, or If you doubt that everyone has the capacity to do something to make a difference, know of a fact that you and I can change the world. Not all at once, but one person, one animal, and one good deed at a time. Start by waking up every morning and professing that you do make a difference, because you really do. So, until then, be well, be intentional.